Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Rose. Hi, Rose.
I'm calling about my father. He's 75 years old, and he's having a lot of vascular problems. Okay. He's had 6 amputations, and every time he gets an amputation, his skin starts dying around the amputation, and I'll have to go and scrape it.
All right, well, now, obviously, does he have diabetes?
He has vascular disease, diabetes. And he's had heart failure.
What all has he changed? Has he made any major changes in his life? Talk to me a little bit about his lifestyle, what he does now. I mean, if he's losing, you know, the different, what has he lost limb-wise? Or talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay.
Where is he at? Give me his status so I can get a good picture.
Okay. It started off with a toe, and it took his toe off. And
which
then
toe?
It had to take, like,
which toe?
It was a middle toe, I believe, a middle toe, and then it spread, and then they had to take off 3 toes, and then they took off his ankle, and then they took up to his kneecap, and then it started on the other foot, and they just kept, so far he's up to both above his knees right now.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's anything I could do to help his skin grow back healthy.
Well, as far as his skin growing back healthy, there's not a lot you can do as far as this regard, because the challenge is that he's in a place where the diabetes is playing a pretty big role. He's got the devascularization due to the vascular disease, and he's had heart failure. So he's got a lot of chips against him. The one thing he can start doing more than anything is to change the way that he eats, watching the nutrition that he puts in his body. Supplements can be helpful. But, I mean, again, this is not going to create drastic change, but at least it can be some things that he can start working on. Because it's better to start at least working on some things that you know can help, but just know that things have already gotten to a pretty tough place. But I know what you're saying is you don't want it to get any worse, right? That's kind of what you're shooting for, is that you don't want it to get any worse. And so for the skin to become healthy and for the skin to get better, you just have to start doing things like omega-3 fatty acids. You have to start working on those. Anything that supports skin health is going to be helpful. Silica is really great, and you can get all that sort of thing in a health food store. But as far as nutrition goes, plenty of lean quality proteins, very important. I'd cut out any type of inflammatory type food that would hinder any type of digestion process, because as you do that, you're going to increase the body's ability to make good new healthy cells. And at the end of the day, that's going to be the key for him. Because even though he's in a tough spot, at least he can be proactive about his health. But obviously, if he has diabetes and he's struggling with getting over heart failure, those sorts of things. I mean, that is a challenge within itself. It is. But I would encourage you, as you're working with his physicians, to make sure that you come up with a good nutritional game plan. And that includes eating plenty of foods, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, cutting out the grains and the starches and whatnot. And some people would say, well, my gosh, he's already had portions of his limbs amputated. Let the guy eat whatever he wants to. And there are some people that have that attitude. I don't. Simply because I believe that our health is a gift. And whatever we do with our health is our gift of giving back at whatever stage in life we're in or whatever stage of a health challenge that we're in. You should never give up and you should always come up with a game plan. Now, depending on what his doctors say, vitamin C has really good reputation for helping with skin, hair, and nails as well. And if he's got to do supplements, make sure it's at least a natural-based supplement of some kind. And if you go to a good health food store, they can walk you through all that sort of thing. But silica or silicon, they make supplements like that. And for years, that's been known to produce healthy skin, healthy hair, healthy nails, that sort of thing. And as he's getting blood work done in the middle of all this, as far as being his cheerleader in the middle of it all, the biggest thing I would focus on, if I were you, if this was me, is doing whatever exercise he can. You're thinking, well, he's lost both legs. Well, it doesn't matter. Because they make actual bikes that you can use with the arms, the upper body. They use a lot of times in strength and rotator cuff. They use a lot of times in physical therapy. You go to a physical therapy based on a referral from his physician, and he can start doing some upper body exercise that will increase vascular flow if he can handle that. I don't know at what level he's at, if they would okay that or not. So those are the sort of things that you want to look into. And, you know, it's all about what can you do? Not what can't he do. Because at the end of the day, he needs to focus on everything, every minute he has to be focused on increasing his health. Enjoying his life, but increasing his health. Because he still can. And, you know, the challenge is, a lot of people say, well, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's over. I've already had half of both legs amputated. And that's nothing to shrug off, but at the same time, the foods that he eats, the water, getting plenty of water during the day, increasing any form of exercise that he can to increase the cardiovascular output. Now, with heart failure, he can't do a lot of heavy exercise anyway, so that an upper body bike would probably be okay depending on what his physician says. It all depends. Making these choices makes a difference. And if you need some good websites to go to, you know, you can go to lifestyleresearch.org is a good website to get some help. Also, Mercola is a good website to check out. There's some good websites to get some information regarding that. But at the end of the day, he's got to make the best choices for him. And you helping him by getting information is good, but he has to make the changes. And that's what I would encourage him to do. There's not a silver bullet if you're asking me for skin growth. There are some things that can help, but it's more about coming up with an overall plan that will enable and empower his body to regenerate the good new healthy cells in the middle of what he's dealing with. And to fight the body and help do anything he can to help support the pancreas, to do anything he can regarding that will be his greatest help. Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
My husband, his toenails are really thick and yellow and kind of flaky, and he's tried several over-the-counter treatments, and they don't really work. His latest thing is putting bleach on him, and it's sort of helping, but I just wondered if there was something else he should be doing.
Yeah, has he done any drug by his physician, like nystatin? Has he done any type of antifungal, anti-yeast related medication?
No, he has not.
So just over-the-counter, right?
Yeah.
Lamisil,
right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, those sort of things.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's got two options, okay? Now, you can get pretty aggressive after the toenail fungus, which is what he has. Sounds like it anyway. You can get pretty aggressive. Nystatin is a really good medication a lot of physicians will recommend, and it's a pretty short-based treatment, but it has great.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
All loans subject to one Dex Corp rule, must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Amberen Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Amberen Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Amberen Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Amberen Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Amberen free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Call call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web, also Facebook and Twitter, both at the same address there. We were talking in the break with Erin. She was talking about her husband's toenails, you know, with toenail fungus, really, is what's going on. And they've tried some over-the-counter medications. They haven't really worked, and we were talking about going into something deeper. A lot of physicians will recommend something like nystatin, typically, if they want to go for yeast infection, potentially, and sometimes with fungal-related infections as well. So here's the deal. You can go that route. There's a natural route you can go to. There's some pretty good research on it and some results people have seen with echinacea and ionic silver. You soak it. Remember, any type of fungal type issue in the body, you have to tackle it typically from the outside as well as the inside, from the gut. And probiotics can be helpful too. There's some good research behind that. So those are some components that you might want to look into. But the ionic silver and echinacea, they actually put it in a warm liquid and you soak the toenail in it. And there's some different ways to look at that. And a lot of health food stores will have those kind of some instructions on how to do that and whatnot. But you've got to tackle from the inside too. And that, you know, that means getting the gut flora in a healthy state. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Probiotics are really, really beneficial. Using enzymes or a betaine hydrochloride when he's eating his meals can be very helpful too. But again, wormwood and black walnut are two from an internal perspective. In more of the natural world, if you want to look at more herbal formulas and all that, that can tend to be helpful. So you might want to look into that. There's been people that have said there's really good results with both of those. Just be careful when you look at those. Look at the brands and make sure you read the labels and all that sort of thing if you're going to do your own research. Because with black walnut, wormwood, those types of antifungal type herbal formulas, if you will. If you look at all the standard text on dosages and all that, you have to cycle those, they say, in a lot of the books like the PDR guide, which is a standard guide, will tell you that it's better to cycle those. Like when I say that, it's taking 7 days on and 7 days off or 14 days on. You have to look at that. And again, the people in the health food stores will be able to guide you in that process. But if that doesn't work, if you want to go that natural route, if you're thinking about that, just keep this in mind. Again, I'm just the guy to give you information. So keep this in mind that if that doesn't work, there are medications that your primary care physician can give you that are not really, I mean, when you think about, I know everybody's worried about side effects, but they do work and they can knock things out fairly quickly. And you can kind of get back onto it. The toenail fungus can be a real challenge, and it can linger for a long time. Some people have a really, really tough time getting rid of that. So I hope that's helpful. Some of the natural things can work, and like I said, they work for some people, some they don't. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The memory of teens might be affected by binge drinking. Now, I know that teenagers don't drink. I know this is something that that they don't do. Of course, it's something that they do. It's widely known, binge drinking. Kids in college, it goes hand in hand. Well, they found now that it affects the brains of teenagers. A new study shows that the long hangover can wear off, but the binge drinking impairs the working spatial memory of teenagers. Girls especially are more vulnerable to these effects, they said. The spatial working memory is the ability to perceive the space around you, remember and work with this information to perform a certain task, such as using a map or playing sports or driving a car. And so one study found that female teenage heavy drinkers had less brain activation in several brain regions than female non-drinking teens when doing the same spatial task. So the researcher, Susan F. Tappert, acting chief of psychology at the VA San Diego healthcare system, in a news release, she said the differences in brain activity were linked to worse performance on other measures of attention and working memory ability. So this study was published in Alcoholism, which was a clinic and experimental research journal. But they said that heavy alcohol use could interrupt normal brain cell growth during adolescence, particularly in the frontal brain regions, which could interfere with the teen's ability to perform in school and sports, and could have a long-lasting effect even months after the teen uses. And again, teens are drinking alcohol. We know that. It's one of the biggest points in life that kids or teenagers, later teens, hopefully, start drinking in the college years. And they get the hangovers and whatnot. And you know, learning that it does affect memory is challenging. Now, what it does affect is more so acetylcholine, which is our brain chemical, our number one brain chemical that affects memory. So, again, I mean, I don't want to get on a soapbox about drinking alcohol and that sort of thing and getting hammered or drunk with all your buddies. But again, it does. It affects memory, and they're proving that. And again, there's no free lunch. Whatever you do that's harmful to the body in some aspect, there's consequences all the way, every time. So if you eat poorly over a long period of time and you get cancer in your 50s, you can't sit there and go, gee, I wonder how I got cancer. Or you can't sit there and go, I don't know how I had a heart attack at 45 when you've been eating horrible and you're 50 pounds overweight for the last 15 years. You just can't, you can't ask those questions. So if you drink all the time and then your memory starts to fade, or you smoke pot all the time and your memory starts to fade and you don't know why, and you feel like I'm not as sharp as I was 2 years ago, well, you got to think about that. It's, again, I had a great professor tell me one time there's no free lunch. And that's true. It's not. You will pay a price. So, and this is a great example. But again, the challenge is you can't tell teenagers it's going to affect. No one cares if it affects your memory. That's the challenging part. It's only after they get into their later 20s and 30s and they start getting these kind of issues that it becomes a challenge and it becomes something that they're overly concerned about. But memory can be enhanced if you build up acetylcholine in the body. So if you've gone through this, let me give you just an up on this, is that if you have gone through times of binge drinking, you feel like your memory is decreasing, a lot of things you can do to raise acetylcholine: eggs, fish, chicken, beef, and also the hard cheeses can raise acetylcholine levels. But also there's some supplements that can be helpful. Phosphatidylcholine, very helpful. Lecithin can be helpful. Vitamin B5, also galantamine and huperzine, which is called club moss. All those can be very beneficial in your overall memory.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can help me online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. What are you struggling with? Think about different issues with your health. We talk about them on the show, all kinds of issues. But what about smelly feet? Smelly feet, they're saying in a new article, could it be a weapon against malaria? Now, if you've never been to a third world country and dealt with any type of infectious disease, such as malaria, then you haven't been to Africa, because it's one of the most challenging disease processes they have there. Matter of fact, most people get immunized from malaria when they build their defense against malaria before they go there. They'll take kind of like an immunization. It's medication that they'll take. And it'll take it for about 7 days before the trip, and of course then take it during the trip. And it tends to help build up an immune resistance to malaria itself. But the mosquito netting and the bug spray, which are common weapons in Africa to fight against malaria, but researchers now have identified another contender, smelly feet. So in a new project funded by the Gates Foundation, scientists will be able to use foot odor to lure disease-carrying mosquitoes to a trap where they will be poisoned, the Associated Press reported Thursday. So if successful, the project could lead to development of mosquito traps for widespread use outside the home. This agency said Dr. Fredos Okumuno, which is the director of research at Tanzania's Health Institute, said he combines 8 chemicals to replicate the musky scent of human feet. He told the news agency his customized scent attracts 4 times as many mosquitoes as humans, and the poison eradicates nearly all the flying insects. It was actually a Dutch scientist who discovered the mosquitoes' fondness for feet, he said. Interesting. So each year, more than 220 million new cases of malaria occurred worldwide and almost 800,000 deaths. I mean, that's a big deal. So, smelly feet, really? It's amazing the kind of issues that they're coming up with and the kind of information that they find. It's just interesting to me. All right, let's kick it off now and go with Jim. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Ainsley. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
I had a question for you. Just curious to get your take on ionizers and drinking high alkaline water for your diet to help improve pH.
Okay. What is your question? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it worth it? Is it not?
It seems to have made a big difference for my wife. She was struggling with sciatica, and I thought it was kind of voodoo science when I heard about it. And she started drinking, 9.5 pH water. And within, I'd say, a week of starting to drink that water, she was off all prescription medication for her pain and her swelling in her leg, in her left leg.
Well, are you asking me, is it a bunch of bunk?
Yeah, basically.
Well, what do you think? She's off all the medications. I'm not being smart. I'm just saying, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think there's something to it. I just don't understand it. I mean, it seems too simple to be true, I guess.
Okay. No, that's valid right there. All right, so here's the deal. We have a pH in our body. About 7.0 is neutral. If it gets below that, we're called acidic. And if we go above that, it's more alkaline. Now, the difference is you've got different types of water. You have spring water, which typically can have a lot of the inorganic minerals in it, which a lot of people, that's what they get most concerned about, is the inorganic minerals can build up in the body, causing issues like arthritis and deposits, mineral deposits within the body that can cause some issues, potentially leading to disease. Now, the other issue is when you go for more alkalinity in the body, typically when you're more alkaline, you're less susceptible to issues like cancer. But here's the other challenge, too. The body has a pretty strong mechanism, buffering mechanism, for the 7.0 that it shoots for. And with the different buffering mechanisms that it has, it's always going to shoot to be in equilibrium, meaning it's always going to shoot to be in balance. So the body's always fighting for that anyway. Now, the whole pH concept of eating foods and all that is beneficial. You can take yourself from being acidic into being more alkaline, or more alkaline into being more acidic, and it is possible to do that just barely up above it. Because if not, you're causing your body's going to be pulling, no matter where you go, your body's going to be using energy within the body, pulling from within the body to get back down to 7.0. 6.8, 7.2, really the body's shooting for that range for the most part. 7.2 technically, in medical terms, 7.1 to 7.2 is really the better range. But from more of the natural alternative perspective, 6.8 to 7.2.
Okay, so would the best thing be to continue to test your saliva or something to see where your alkalinity is at?
You want to do first urine with the paper in the morning, first urine stream in the morning. That's going to give you a true read of where the person is. And 9 times out of 10, if you do the urine first thing in the morning on that pH paper, it's going to be acidic. A lot of people are. Now, when it becomes alkaline, then you're making some good progress. But so many people eat, their diets just don't have the right kind of foods in it, regardless of the water. The water will help, and that's why it's probably helped her. But again, your foods make as much a difference as the water does. But I think it's incredible that she's made those strides. But I hope that makes sense, because there's a lot of science in what she's doing, It's not just kind of hearsay or some marketing deal that is just somebody's out selling a big water and an ionizing water unit. It's not somebody hawking their stuff. There's a lot of good science to it. And a lot of the water we have, tap water, of course, but even a lot of the bottled water is garbage. It really is. And there's not a lot of regulation on it. So, I mean, distilled water is always a good one to go with. If you don't have one of those units, distilled water is always a good way to go because it's free of the inorganic minerals. And, I would encourage you, if she's wanting to go that route and she's been dealing with those medications for a long period of time, in addition to the water, make sure she's eating foods that will be more on the alkaline side. And there's too many for me to mention, just if you're wondering. There's plenty in my book. There's plenty in books out there that talk about pH. And there's a book called The pH Diet or something like that that's really beneficial. So you can check into that as well. But, yeah, I mean, I would encourage her because, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You've already seen it work before your eyes. And I love hearing stories like that because, I mean, she's living better because of some natural choices that she's made. She took responsibility for her health. That's powerful. So drink the water. Good stuff. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, Facebook, and Twitter. But let's go now to Candy. Hi, Candy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well, darling. What's up? How can I help?
I'm having problems with a panic and anxiety attack.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what's going on?
Yes. Well, I really don't know. I had these panic attacks, anxiety attacks back in 2001, and that just, went away, and just all of a sudden, it just hit me all at once again.
Well,
I can't breathe, I'm smothering, and feel like I'm going to pass out, and then, of course, I get nauseated, sick, like I'm going to throw up and diarrhea and stuff, so I went to a doctor. I was on vacation in Gulf Shores, and so I went to the urgent care there. They did EKG, and it came back perfect, and so he told me to follow up my doctor, so I did, so they put me on Zoloft and Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is, what triggers anxiety attacks?
Well, the mechanism in the body that triggers the anxiety is a neurotransmitter that's called GABA. And when it gets low in the brain, then it triggers anxiety. So most of the medications like Xanax or any of the benzodiazepines, what they target is to raise GABA levels up, which causes you to chill out. Problem is those drugs are very addictive, and if you use them over and over for a long period of time, it takes more of the drug to get the same result, and that can be the challenging part. I am not a big fan of the benzos at all, not even for a moment. I mean, I'm just not a fan at all. Don't like them. Most physicians don't like them if you talk to them, and there's a lot of natural ways to help with that. But the big trigger outside of that is more of emotional stress, meaning, just stuff going on in life. Have you had some things come up recently that have been tough or difficult?
No, that's what I'm, that's what everybody keeps saying, it's depression, but I'm not depressed about anything. Everything was great. I mean, here I'm on vacation at the beach and it just hits me. I mean, it's all at once.
Yeah.
I mean, no stress at work, home, nothing.
Life is good, and you're just feeling all anxious, right?
I guess, just like a while ago, took a Xanax, and as soon as I take it, within 5 minutes, it just made me nauseated, sick at my stomach, because I'm having problems eating. I don't have an appetite now on this one. I'm not eating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat.
How long has the not eating been going on?
The not eating's been going on ever since probably Thursday. Probably about Thursday.
And have you been throwing up at all?
I'm dry heaving. Now, I'm eating some, but not like I used to. Like today, I ate like a half a biscuit and then like 5 chicken nuggets and some Jell-O and some cornbread and milk.
Oh, my goodness. So, Candy, here's the deal. That would give me anxiety if I ate like that. I mean, you can't eating like that would make anybody sick to their stomach. So let's do this. Let me go into this commercial break. We'll come out, and we're going to talk not just about anxiety, but we're going to talk about the role of nutrition and how it affects GABA levels in the brain. and we'll see if we can't connect the dots and put two and two together and maybe paint a picture. But I'll tell you this, the diet, nothing's going to change in your health. Nothing. I know you're on vacation, and I'm not trying to dampen the vacation. I hear you. You want to eat chicken nuggets? You go knock it out. But I'm going to have a little bit to say when we come out of this break, so hang tight.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
I have been very active, and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's kick it off and go with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Absolutely, man. How can I help?
Hey, I had a question in regards to gluten. I was wondering if there's any way to know if you're intolerant to gluten, other than getting a blood test done at the hospital. And if I am gluten intolerant, is it okay to take barley powder or barley supplements, the green grass?
Well, you can. I mean, the barley supplements are okay. I mean, it's super green formulas, green food, green drinks. They're all fine. I mean, it just depends on what it's made from and the different products, because there's only four grains that don't have gluten in them: rice flour, hemp flour, buckwheat flour, and then also the buckwheat flour, rice flour, hemp flour, and the coconut flour. Those are the four. And so you got to look at the green drinks, what they're made out of, and making sure that they have the right ingredients. Of course, they can say gluten-free, but I would still check and see the grains that they were taken from at whatever level and whatever capacity they're made. Okay, the barley greens are really good. And the super green formulas are really good. The kelp that they use, a lot of those are really good. So, I mean, it just depends on the brand. Okay, now here's the key. With gluten, the anti-gliadin blood test is fairly accurate, but a lot of times it's really only taken for people to show if you're dealing with something like one of the major challenges. Like, I'm a big fan of this right here. I'm a big fan of doing food elimination, because if you're celiac or not is always the question people pose to me. They really do. They say, well, you know, I'm not celiac, so I should be able to eat gluten. And it's kind of frustrating. I guess that's why I'm sitting here with you and talking about this, because gluten is, I think, from the research that I've done recently, especially in the last, I'd say, couple of years, I've really noticed a big trend in a lot of the research that's headed toward a lot of the brain chemistry, the ability for gluten to go in, cross the blood-brain barrier, and change DNA. And that's in someone that's only sensitive, not in someone that is intolerant, because there's a big difference. And what we're finding with gluten is everything from ADHD, meaning that it can lead to these types of conditions. ADHD, we're seeing that it can cause some major issues such as any of the brain chemistry related issues, depression, anxiety, bipolar. You can see it with chronic inflammatory, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue. You can see it with allergies. You can see it with environmental sensitivities, infections, Lyme's disease. You can see it a player in MS and Parkinson's. So, I mean, it is a major, major player with a lot of the health challenges that we're seeing today. And the challenges are pretty phenomenal. However, the victories that can come from just eliminating that out of your diet is unbelievable. And that's why you're seeing, even at all the grocery stores now, everything from your traditional grocery store down to, of course, the specialty ones like Green Life or Earth Fare or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. I mean, all of those have always had the gluten-free items. But you're seeing, even in a small little town, you're seeing gluten-free pop up. And not just because there's people with celiac. Okay, you're seeing that because they're catching onto the bandwagon. It is a major issue. And you're going to see that more healthcare practitioners, more physicians are going to start pushing people being gluten-free because of what it will do to your overall health. And it will impact you by avoiding it. And there's so many alternatives now. that's what the great thing for me is. I just, in the clinical setting for so long, we've gone gluten-free completely and have seen amazing results just from that one fact alone. And you can see really good results with it simply without a blood test to find out if you are, if you want to do that. You just eliminate the foods that have gluten in it. But here's the key. It takes 7.5 weeks for gluten to get out of the system. So you got to think about it. It comes in grains, yes, but it also is hidden in a lot of sauces. So you have to be really careful with the condiments and whatnot that you put on your foods, whether you go to a restaurant or you eat at home. But controlling that is a bear within itself, so it's a little bit challenging. You want to be careful with that. But if you want to go gluten-free, if you're looking at that, if you want to say, hey, I just want to see how I feel. I have yet, whether it was through my book that people have read or it was through the massive amount of emails that we get through the radio show and television broadcasts that we do, whatever it is, I tend to get so much response from people that said, you know, Dr. Ace, I did this one thing. I eliminated gluten from my diet just from listening to you or from reading something you wrote. And my life was absolutely changed. Seriously. And it's not that I did anything. I'm just providing information. But when someone takes action for their own health and action for their own life, that's when everything changes. And that's the exciting part. The exciting part of this is to see someone go from being tired, being fatigued, being in a place where they don't feel like they're at optimal health, and making some small changes in their life to go to the next level. To me, that's what's exciting. To see someone go from where they are to where they need to be. And you know, that's what the show is all about. But gluten itself, the blood test is good. Sometimes it's not the best and most accurate. However, it's pretty powerful. And it's one of those aha moments that when you get it, and of course, there's all kinds of books out on gluten now that I encourage you to read. Gluten for Dummies. I mean, there's all kinds of little booklets that's out. But once you get it, I mean, once you've done it, once you've gone gluten-free for 7.5 to 8 weeks, the way that you feel is unbelievable. Your energy levels go up. Your mental clarity. If you have allergy-type symptoms, how they go away. Digestive issues, gone. Bloating, gas. All those sorts of things. Joint pain. It sounds crazy, but it's true. And it works. Amazing. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts on my favorite producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out. We'll be back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well.